For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Sixtus Adibang feels compelled to give back after so many people helped him achieve success in the U.S. The Cameroon native is a neurosurgery physician assistant, an author and speaker, and the man who started a nonprofit that works to build medical facilities in impoverished areas of developing countries.
My life, when I started practicing as a PA, as a successful practice, I realized so many people had helped me and sacrificed for me. Not only my parents in Africa, but the people even here in Lubbock, Texas. And I thought I really needed to give back. My dad was getting old and he was having some diabetes problem and he ended up losing his leg. And I thought and felt this was my calling. It was time for me to do something. So I decided to go back to Cameroon to build a small clinic.
That first clinic became a small hospital. And another clinic has also been built in Cameroon. There are also medical facilities in Nicaragua, Guatemala, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Soon, Adibang and others plan to go to Jamaica to explore building another sustainable healthcare facility. Since 2008, Purpose Medical Mission has raised nearly $5 million through donations from individuals. Adibang says all money that's raised goes to medical supplies, facility building, and equipment.
And it's just amazing how God has used us to just reach out to people around the world and to extend his healing touch. 100% of donations to our organization go directly to the missions. Everyone who goes on the mission trip pay their way. We don't have administrative costs because all the board members are volunteers, 100% volunteers.
Adibang wrote about his journey from poverty in West Africa to becoming a physician assistant here. Published last year, My Father's Gift has won the Benjamin Franklin and the Nautilus Book Awards. Adibang speaks to schools in the Lubbock area on issues such as living a purposeful life, realizing the American dream, financial independence, and race relations.
It's turned out probably the most fulfilling thing that's come out of my book has been the opportunity to talk to young kids and to just share my story and to help the kids have a better appreciation of where they are, to teach them that how hard work, perseverance, discipline, self-control, all of those things are values that starts from a very young age.
Adibang says Purpose Medical Mission volunteers don't go into areas with a predetermined plan.
One of the things we talk about, sustainable, purposeful medicine, is not going there and telling them what we think they need. It's finding out from them what they need. And then the next question is, how can we help? You tell us how we can help. How can we make sure this partnership is sustainable? How can we make sure we can help you take care of your people?
Adibang says when the nonprofit goes into developing countries, they understand there are some in government who are corrupt, which can create difficulties.
If I said no and I give up and I turn away, I'm not turning away from the government officials, I'm turning away from the people that need the help the most. You've got to not only build a network or relationship with the people you're trying to serve, but you have to build network and relationship with the government officials themselves. Because as a matter of fact, not every government official is corrupt.
Adibang's work hasn't escaped notice. He's gotten the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center Hall of Fame Award, an American Red Cross Humanitarian of the Year Award, and in 2013, he was awarded the PA Service to the Underserved Award by the American Academy of Physician Assistants. He was named 2019 Outstanding PA of the Year by the Texas Academy of Physician Assistants. Adibang came to Lubbock in 2000. He got his bachelor's degree in clinical laboratory sciences and a master of science in physician assistant studies. He says he no longer wants to be a doctor.
I am a PA and I'm able to do the things I've always dreamt of doing. And I have no reason to go back because I am right now doing exactly what I've always wanted to do.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.